Is your business prepared for bears? IT giant hit by professional ransomware, and 25% of SMBs are ready to fire their MSPs. These stories and more on today's MSP Dispatch. Good morning and welcome to MSP Dispatch for July 8th, 2022. I'm Ray Orsini, and joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, Ray. How the heck are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking out for bears and trying to hide from professional ransomware. It's a pretty good day.
Bears? Where? What bears?
In Entrepreneur.com is reported by Regan Pollock. How startups prepare for another potential bear market can mean the difference between thriving or struggling. Preparation is the key. The article notes that bear markets last longer than corrections, the longest bear market being the Great Depression, which lasted 2.8 years. The second longest bear market was the internet bubble that burst in the early 2000s. That lasted 2.1 years. However, the average bear market lasts an average of 9.5 months and typically occurs 3.5 years apart from each other. The article goes on to list 10 strategies, which include having a contingency plan for cash reserves, which include at least 5 to 10% of cash and an interest-free line of credit, having a backup supply chain, which can limit their exposure to suppliers that lose access to materials, limiting expansionary plans, cutting excess selling, general and administrative expenses, optimizing average order value by bundling products together to raise gross transaction value, managing with fewer resources, an example, cutting office perks, meals, and travel, raising prices to fight inflation and rising cost of goods, considering investing capital in long-term opportunities that may be discounted during the bear market, and to amplify marketing in only the top three performing channels. Lastly, they note, do not raise capital in a down round and lower your company's valuation. Tony, we've seen some of the giants cutting back on spending and instituting a hiring freeze. Some are even going for massive layoffs. How much of this do you think will spill into the MSP space?
Ray, this is an interesting situation. We've got the Fed, who's been ramping up their drive to tighten credit and slow the growth, with inflation having reached its four-decade high of 8.6%. Last month, the Fed raised its key interest rates by three quarters of a point, from 1.5 to 1.75, which is the biggest single increase in nearly three decades. And they signaled further hikes are right around the corner. That being said, LionGuard, in our industry, core, just raised $10 million. Acquisitions are everywhere. That's all you read about every single day. We have a very interesting situation where we could be on the precipice of that bear market that you speak of, but we could also be experiencing something amazing if you're in that acquisition phase or you are prepared for the bear market. That's the question. Where are you in that gradient? The facts, the statistics that you mentioned about how long a bear market lasts, the Great Depression was at 2.1 years. I mean, everyone thinks that was decades, you know, it was an entire generation, but it does have a long lasting effect. I believe that this is going to affect everyone, and you hit it on the head, which is, are you prepared? Tell me what preparations would you recommend that the MSP market takes? Is there anything off the top of your head that's jumping out?
I mean, a lot of those things made a lot of sense. It was written toward entrepreneurs and large businesses, but a lot of it even spills down to the SMB space, the MSP space. We will link the story in the notes below in the description. Definitely hitting all those 10 things. The takeaways for me, it didn't talk about stopping marketing. Absolutely not. It talked about limiting it to your most successful channels, your top three most successful. Talked about, you know, pushing forward for sales and trying to squeeze every dollar out of those sales, make them bigger. These sound like prudent advice in any market, just more hyper-focused during a bear market, I would imagine.
Something can always come around the corner. And I think that's what this article is talking about. I think that's something that we all know. And this may be filtering out the white noise and focusing on the core pillars that could help you embrace, you know, unfortunate storms ahead. That being said, if you're already in that momentum phase of acquisition or investment, this could be a stellar time for you. And remember, in the event of a bear market, which only lasts a very, very short period. I believe you said it was 9 months. I believe that was the number.
Yeah, 9.5 months on average. Yep.
Which is just mind-boggling. That's what you have to endure. That means that's the bottom and everything's going to get better. So what are you going to do to accommodate that? But again, something bad can always be around the corner. Ray, is there anything that you've heard of that could have been bad affecting another company in our industry?
Industry giant, IT services giant, SHI, was recently hit by a, quote, professional malware attack. This is reported by Sergio Getlan of Bleeping Computer. SHI claims to be one of the largest North American IT service providers with $12.3 billion in revenue and over 5,000 employees around the world. They said in a statement over the 4th of July holiday weekend, SHI was the target of a coordinated attack. A coordinated and professional malware attack, those are the words they used. Afterwards, they evaluated their system and had to shut down several systems during the investigation. They were able to bring their systems up by Wednesday morning. They promised to keep their clients up to date while working with authorities and have confirmed that no third-party systems in their supply chain were affected. Tony, we talk about managed service providers being especially at risk and how they're often targeted. Do you think this is an isolated incident? We were hoping nothing would happen over 4th of July weekend. Apparently it was busy. What's the takeaway for the MSP market?
We talked about that and we had the best hopes for everyone to be safe on the 4th of July weekend. We warned everyone that this is now a historical, almost predictable time to be very, very vigilant and hyper aware. Do I think this is an isolated incident? Well, we had the Media Market attack. We had the Kaseya ransomware. We had the JBS ransomware, the Colonial Pipeline ransomware. Now SHI, which is a large organization in the IT products and services game. So they know the rules. Do I think this is isolated? Or do I think this is just the beginning? Famous quote, I know of no way of foretelling the future, but by the past. This is a very, very almost predictable pattern that we have going on now. And it is disturbing. I don't know what to say. All we do every episode here, MSP Dispatch, we actually filter out, it's another ransomware. We can't talk about it. We can't talk about the entire time. We can only pick out the core stories for everyone.
That's the truth, right? Like in preparing for our stories, it's almost like, here's a handful of business stories. Here's a handful of partner stories. And here's 14,000 security events that happened over the previous 3 days. It's
like, no one understands what's happening in the pre-show where we're literally filtering through all these stories and we'll call them passionate conversations. It's not arguing, but we're definitely yelling. No, I want to talk about this. No, it's too many of that. Too many ransomware. But it's all important. And this is disturbing, Ray. It really concerns me.
Yeah, I mean, especially you would think a company with $12.3 billion in annual revenue, a company with 5,000 employees, a global company, an IT services company. You have to imagine they're providing security services to their clients. You have to imagine this is one of the companies that probably has their stuff together better than most. It's about as close to like a security company getting breached, right? This is amazing. While they didn't advise the source of the attack, the article does mention that the email servers were the first to be taken down. Email is the most common vector of attack for malware. We've had Connor Swam, CEO of FinSecurity, talk about that previously in previous episodes. So one can guess that maybe the email servers were the source. If not, it's prudent to take them down first. It's amazing to me that stuff can happen to a company this big. It's like Bank of America or Wells Fargo or someone else getting breached like that. It's amazing. What I also find equally amazing, though, they were back up and running within 3 days, 4 days. I mean, I love not even 3 days, part. 2 days, Monday I to Wednesday.
That. You know, one of the things I've heard Connor say, and he is amazing. He understands this stuff. It's not just a career or a passion. It's a religion for him. Hearing him say, it doesn't really matter how secure your network is. If you have individuals or anything exposed to the network, which in this case, email is literally allowing all of your users to expose themselves to the network and be inside your castle. So it doesn't matter about the drawbridge being up or down at that point. There's a pipe coming in from these individuals. There's going to be a risk. And that is terrifying. It doesn't matter how big your organization is. I've heard him talk about this. I've listened to him. I'm hurting my neck as I'm agreeing with him. I can't agree enough. And this is a perfect example of that. It is terrifying.
You know, one of my last takeaways on this, and I'll leave it. We want to hear you in the comments and hit us up in the other feedback channels. But one of the takeaways was I didn't see anything about their cybersecurity insurance. If we want to say that in English, but that was missing from this article. So that was interesting. I can only imagine their clients are beyond upset. Some may be ready to fire SHI. And apparently their clients aren't the only one. Tony, you have a story about that?
We do. 1 in 4 SMBs would leave their MSP right now over quality issues. This is a report that was listed on channeldailynews.com. A new report from Action One Corp, a provider of remote monitoring and management cloud platform, has found that upwards of 23%, that's 1/4 of small and mid-sized businesses are looking to replace their current managed service provider, their MSP, the people that we're talking to right now, as a result of a litany of frustrations. Based on the polling of 750 MSPs around the world, 48% of the customer respondents, which is the MSP market, is complained about performance issues. I'm sorry, of the SMBs that were interviewed. They complained about performance issues with the devices, with the top factor that would cause them to change to another MSP. Another reason was the outages or unplanned system reboots, which were reported by 33% of the respondents. 63% of the respondents believe that their cyber risk is less than a larger enterprise. Interesting. In a poll of the MSPs, the cybersecurity challenges mentioned are that the types of attacks most commonly experienced included ransomware, password-based attacks, and phishing, which we just discussed in the last article. The top causes of these incidents were employees falling prey to phishing, 63%, and unpatched systems, 43%. Ray, there's so many things I want to talk about here because I feel like we're talking about the same thing from different angles, end users, and education. So is this just an education issue? Is this just a communication, something small? Is a litany of things? What is your opinion of this? Because it is affecting the large organizations that are in IT products and services, all the way to just every SMB out there.
This is surprising to me. Because 10 days ago, we talked on the MSP Dispatch episode about Smarter MSPs survey with 1,007 IT decision makers talking about how great MSPs had been doing. You know what I mean? And we'll include a link to that in the show notes on the previous episode. So this is a stark contrast where we're talking about all the things that end users are not happy about. Now, you know, One of the takeaways is, you know, it's not uncommon for MSP clients to be unaware of what the MSP is doing, right? It's not uncommon for the MSP client to not have a full understanding. They think, well, things are running or things, you know, are going fine. My MSP is not really doing anything, right? I'm paying them for nothing. Or, you know, they only think about the bad, not thinking about all the things that the MSP is preventing, right? It was SHI in the news. It wasn't, you know, your client in the news or your MSP in the news. So stuff like that, it makes me, you know, you're absolutely right. Education's a big deal. Being able to communicate is a big deal. So it's a matter of having you know, the conversation, and that's why I'm such a fan of the QBRs, you know, or technology business reviews or quarterly business reviews, whatever you want to do, just sit down and have a conversation with your client and the other end users. You have to have champions in the organization. You have to just talk to the other users. You can't only talk to your point of contact and have the decision maker, whoever's writing your check, think you're awesome. You have to have the rest of the organization agree. If not, they're going to go the opposite direction, right? Nobody feels lukewarm. They either feel happy or sad. Make sure they feel happy. But that's account management 101. Like, make them happy. Take them cookies. Do whatever makes them happy. But for the love of God, don't piss them off. I mean, Tony, am I off the mark here? Is this, you know...
I'm confused. I think there may be some confusion about our relationship. We're supposed to disagree to make this fun, not agree that, hey, you know, let's dazzle everyone with the basics. Everyone, dazzle you. Communicate to your right. customers. Tell them right. what's happening so they don't think you're just collecting a check. You're doing so much in an autonomous fashion in some cases, but the intrinsic value is your presence and continual aggregation of all the knowledge that you have of, you know, years, possibly decades, hopefully decades, that you can.
Thanks for calling me old. I appreciate it.
the smallest hint of an issue and say, hey, I can name that tune in one note. This is what it is. Here's what we need to do. Here's the path to resolution. That's what you're being paid for. But the continual communication is critical because your customers are unable to time travel, gather all that information, and realize what you're doing when you're doing it. So that's, I think we're in agreement. I think everyone listening to this right now is agreement. Please, if there's anything I can tell you on this particular episode right now, your takeaway is this. If you're an MSP, you have so many opportunities for new business, and you have so many opportunities to lose your existing business. And it's all based on one thing, communication. And if you can sprinkle in some education in there, great. So with that, let's jump into the notable mentions.
Notable mentions. There we go. So our first notable mention is in April, Microsoft announced it would block VBA macros on downloaded documents by default. This change was applauded by IT and security professionals around the world. Office macros are a common vector of attack for malicious actors. However, yesterday, Microsoft advised it would be rolling back the changes based on feedback. Partners were left confused and were left asking for more transparency, which Microsoft has yet to provide. Our second notable mention is on June 22nd, HackerOne, the vulnerability disclosure program, was contacted by a customer to investigate a suspicious vulnerability disclosure that occurred off-platform from someone using the handle RZLR. They investigated the issue and found it to be an employee hired on April 4th who had been contacting customers of the vulnerabilities to solicit rewards. On June 30th, HackerOne terminated the employee, notified its customers, and any hackers whose vulnerabilities were used in the scam. And we have some community quarter feedback from RMSP. NPC underscore 909877 says, ooh, Cloudflare, MSP-friendly multi-tenant systems. Nice. I'm going to go ahead and say he did a Brooklyn 99. Noice. We also have TCP MSP, which is a pretty great name. About time. We've been using Constellix for DNS and have been very happy. Those that don't know, I've used Constellix as well. It's DNS Made Easy's higher level program for DNS management. And then Preth Guppy says, we had a call with him a few weeks ago talking about Cloudflare about it and gave them some feedback. Biggest issue right now is they don't sell it direct. And the only disti in the area, distributor in the area we can get it through, hasn't replied to either us nor Cloudflare about onboarding. If you're part of the MSP program with Cloudflare and are using distributor, let us know. Hit us up in the comments so maybe we can help Preth Guppy and others that want to get into the program. If you've had similar challenges, let us know too. But we appreciate the feedback from all of you. It's definitely good to know that you guys are hearing this and definitely good to hear the feedback.
We love the feedback. Follow us. You should be following us at MSP Media TV. You should be looking at our YouTube channel. This is the news that we get is coming from a variety of sources, but also some of the things that you sent us saying, hey, why aren't you talking about this? And then, of course, we have our internal passionate discussions, not arguing, passionate discussions about which ones to talk about.
Did you know we have a podcast too? There's actual video and audio podcasts of this show, so you don't have to see it on YouTube. You can subscribe on your favorite podcatcher.
Get
on Apple, iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on all the million places. Phil did that. He put it all over all the podcast places. And if it's in a podcast place you want it to be and it's not, let us know too, and we'll take care of that. But we have some community events coming up. In addition to the podcast, we have some other things going on in the community.
Community events. On the 12th, we have MSP Dispatch provided by this amazing group. On the 12th at 1 p.m., Everything MSP and OIT VoIP, amazing company, is going to have a webinar, the 10 VoIP myths for MSPs. You have to listen to that. On the 14th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, the Tech Bar. Awesome podcast, episode number 39 with Will Young of Baring McKinley. And also on the 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, MSP Dispatch with a weekly wrap up with this amazing group. Also on podcast.
I love it. And if there's any community events you want us to have listed here, this is open to absolutely everybody. We want the community to know what events are going on. So if we're missing something, please let us know. Hit us up, news@mspmedia.tv. Hit us in the comments. Hit us on Reddit. Hit a Discord, Slack, or anywhere else. Or if you see Tony on the street, just hit him. You can avoid hitting me. Fair warning, he hits back. So, with that, I think that that wraps the show, Tony. Thank you so much for your commentary, insight, and the fun discussions. And I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I will try to do the same. Until next week, take care of yourselves and each other.
See everyone.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.